The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
When I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Jim Delgado in the studio with me. The website of the station, 820wwba.com. You can look on the webcam and find out what Jim looks like. And
I forgot you had a webcam.
Yeah, you're right there. You're more visible than I am there.
I can't see that. I wear glasses, except I only brought in my prescription. I mean, my sunglass ones, so I can't wear them in the studio because then...
You can see
everything
Nick
will be dark.
Working his magic in there in the control room.
I forgot about that.
Podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. Henry Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, show.podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com. And this show will be up later this evening. The archives are there. And also a new feature, the weekly segment on the Captain America's radio show, that is heard on 75 stations around the country.
You still do that show?
On the weekends.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's very gracious of him to invite me.
Are you allowed to get phone calls there? Or you just do a segment?
It's just an exchange between he and I.
Oh, okay, like an editorial sort of?
Yeah. A couple things to pick up from the last couple segments that I did, thanks to John out there wherever you are. I have gone to shadowstats.com, and it actually... is a very interesting website, and it will become it's going to go on my favorites list because some of this stuff is very interesting. A little bit too technical to try and get into right now. Just one other technical thing, though, here, as we mentioned earlier about entitlement reform, and you're going to hear so much about how we have to do something about Social Security. We have to do something about Medicare. First of all, the problem with Medicare is the baby boomers, that bubble of there.
Sure.
But I am on the Social Security Administration's page that analyzes this, and I'll try not to do too many numbers here. But to make the Medicare system solvent for the next 75 years, which pretty much would cover almost anybody listening to this show right now, we would need to take the Medicare tax that's in your payroll from 2.9% to 6.78%. So almost a doubling there would make it solvent for 75 years. The other alternative is to reduce outlays by 53%. So in other words, cut back on half the benefits of Medicare, over half. Now, or you could do some combination of the both. But the idea that this is such a thing that, as Michelle Bachman says, we have to wean the American people off Medicare. What you need to do is, suppose we tax the payrolls at 10% and had Medicare for all. Wouldn't now, you come out ahead over what you're spending on your health insurance?
Wouldn't cars be cheaper?
Or 12% even.
Wouldn't cars be cheaper? It would be me cheaper as me as an employee. You know, I pay over $9,000 a month.
Or another thing that can be done is you could means test Medicare recipients, which already happens to quite an extent. I met a gentleman who has a very retired as an executive from Ford Motor, and he pays $900 a month in a premium to Medicare.
Well, Henry, I pay $9,000 for my staff a month.
Per person?
No. On a whole. $9,000 for
per
my
month?
Employees, correct?
Or how many employees?
What, six, seven?
Right.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, and we got a good rate.
And I would bet that represents, on average, what, 20% of their income?
Right. And absolutely. And it's going to go up. I just got the new rate sheet on my desk. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm scared it's going to double.
So, again, speaking to both progressives and Tea Party activists, even if you don't like the health care plan that you were presented, ask, why are we paying twice as much as every other country on the planet? And not covering everything.
And getting less in return.
All right, let's move on to Social Security because I do want to get to the stimulus. Now, this is another one. You know, we're hearing so much. We need private accounts. I can't believe they're actually saying after the financial collapse a couple of years.
Didn't Bush try that? And then didn't we have a financial collapse after that?
That was rejected when things were okay.
I'm just making sure because I think I remember this a few years ago.
Speaking of in the pocket of Wall Street.
Which goes to show it's better to stay quiet and just say no than to actually put your ideas on the table because your ideas really suck.
But anyway.
Was it that technical? Did you see those technical terms I threw out there?
Yeah. Yes.
Suck.
The whole idea of private accounts, which you are going to hear put it forth as a conservative idea. I don't know why it's a conservative idea to take your money and force you to invest it with Wall Street firms. You could just put the money in treasuries or whatever, and you will eventually get what you deserve. Anyway, to make the Social Security, and again, we have this problem of the baby boomers that are hitting. But they're talking about raising the age. They're saying if you are under some suggestions are if you're under 55 now, you are going to have a higher retirement age. It's already been raised to 67.
And to put this in perspective, by year 2012, 20% of our population will be retired or of retirement age. Okay, so that's a fifth of our population.
We better bring in a bunch of immigrants to pay into the system.
Well,
let me get to this number.
Because I have the information on it.
You
don't want to go that way.
Right now, the payroll tax for Social Security is 12.4%. To make it solvent for 75 years, 14.4%. So not that I want to pay more, but the idea that the only way we can save Social Security is to shovel money at Wall Street, I'm just not buying that one.
I don't even get it. I don't even get that. But, I mean, I don't get a lot of stuff in it.
I mean, it's for your retirement.
It's like one of those things. I don't like it now, but I'm going to like it someday. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's pork.
How about me at 53 all of a sudden saying, well, if you're under 55, you're going to have to wait longer.
Yeah, I'm 43. I'm starting to think, man, I'm kind of liking my check. I'm looking forward to my little check.
Especially if they're saying push Medicare back.
Yeah, I've been paying into it for a long time.
The two things that have kept seniors out of poverty in the United States of America over the last half century is Medicare and Social Security.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but we said we were going to talk about the stimulus. We'll at least get the sound bites in and come back and try and sort through it on the other side of the break. The first is President Obama marking the anniversary of the stimulus plan.
One-third of the money in this bill, one-third was made up of tax cuts. I talked about this at the State of the Union. Tax cuts for 95% of working Americans. I just want to say to the American people, because we see some polling where about twice as many people think we've raised taxes as lower taxes, 95% of you got a tax cut. Now, up until this point, I've never met a Republican who didn't like a good tax cut.
And that was one of the things at the CPAC conference, saying that Mitt Romney got up there and said, President Obama, the Democrats are the party of no. They say no to tax cuts, when the tax cuts in the stimulus plan were one of the biggest tax cuts in history.
Right.
So let's go to another point of hypocrisy here on whether there are jobs created or not jobs created. Let's hear from Eric Cantor from the House of Representatives.
We now know there was $860-some billion spent in the stimulus bill.
Hold on, Nick. Stop it there for just a second.
What?
He just told his audience that $860 billion were spent, and really – it's only been 200 and some billion that have been spent.
There's not even that much money in the stimulus.
I know. Well, let's not.
Where'd those numbers come from?
You make them up.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. Well,
good.
I may have to stop because
I didn't recognize
couple times
those.
In it. Go ahead.
All right.
It was a failure. Jobs weren't created. We now know that over 3 million people lost their jobs since the passage of that bill.
I mean, because we would support.
This is a different one.
A priority project such as this that has the study, the work behind it to demonstrate we can create a lot of jobs. Again, the estimates of job creations are 85,000 to 160-some thousand jobs for the Commonwealth, most of that in this area.
Okay, hold on a second.
That was for his state.
Did he just say we created over 100,000 jobs in his state? This project will?
Yes.
But didn't he just say he didn't create
no jobs have been created. We're going to get onto that.
All right.
On the other side of the break,
I'm
look
just sure
at what the reality of the stimulus is. There's good and bad. And we'll compare it to China's stimulus plan, too, which is actually the model.
Oh, I don't even want
to
compare
it to China.
Plan. Don't compare
866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You can be part of this discussion, too.
We're not going to look good.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA.
Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-428-5807. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. Get your life back on track. You deserve it. 1-800-428-5807. 1-800-428-5807.
Hi, this is Tom. I've been hearing about Camtech for a long time. I am a construction superintendent. I'm very interested in getting my general contractor's license. I've got a lot of friends who have successfully achieved their licenses through the Camtech courses.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
One of the benefits I feel Camtech has is the ability to go to these classes on the weekends. I'm a family man. I have 3 kids. I also am employed full-time during the week, so this fits my lifestyle perfectly.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar this Wednesday or Thursday, February 24th or 25th, 7 p.m. at the Clarion Hotel, 2701 Fowler Avenue in Tampa.
I'm at a point in my life now where I want to be prepared for the future. I really believe Camtech is my ticket to that future.
Call 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Jim Delgado in the studio with me, and you can join us on the phone lines at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820.
Hey, Henry, you mind if I give a quick shout-out to my 2 kids? I think they're listening right now.
They're actually listening to you?
Love you, Johnny and Sophie. All right, just real quick.
Everybody does. Anyway, I know my kids aren't listening, so there's no point in me saying hi to Jim.
Well, there's a first in 6 years, so I've got to take advantage of that.
Okay. All right. Another complaint, both in the general public and especially at the Tea Parties and at CPAC, is that the stimulus is a failure. We just heard Eric Cantor say no job has been created. Mitt Romney at CPAC was a little more precise in his language, saying there's no new net job. In other words, as businesses fired people and more people were getting hired on the other side, the net was negative. Well, that is a true statement. But if you say the ones that lost their job plus the ones who either were hired or saved, then that number of people in trouble becomes a much bigger number. Right. Now, people worry about the deficit.
Well, they do now.
Yes. And the deficit this year, looking backwards, is about 10% of our gross domestic product. We'll try not to make these too complicated on the numbers. And then this year going forward is going to be about 10% of the gross domestic product. Totally right. Unsustainable.
Right.
But you look to 2012, and the projections there are that it's going to be down to about 3.9%. So in other words, it's falling by two-thirds when you look a year out.
Right.
We already have signs that, in the case of the state of Florida, $2 billion growth in net revenues for the state through sales tax, through dock stamps. Arnold Schwarzenegger this morning said that the California is getting $1 billion more a month than they anticipated. So there is those signs. That's why it's so important that we deal with the financial institutions right away before the next shoe drops on the financial crisis. But the stimulus as an idea, as a concept, any businessman knows that if you invest smartly, you get a return on your investment. If you invest unwisely, you're going to lose money.
Right.
We'll take this up a little bit more because Mike in St. Pete wants to speak with us. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to comment on the Supreme Court decision about money equals speech.
Oh, absolutely.
And the corporations and spend whatever they want. And it's going to be open season on Democrats. The Democrats are scared stiff already. That's right. Clear. People are quitting. Like Evan Bayh. And it's already affecting their behavior. I mean, just the threat of that negative ads, those attack ads, is going to affect the behavior of people in Congress. And I think we're seeing that already.
Hey, Mike, I think it's a short-term loss for Democrats at the beginning. What I think is going to happen in the future, we're talking about 10, 12 years out, what's going to happen is basically, I don't think there's going to be such thing as like a Democrat-Republican. It's going to be basically a corporate Democrat and a corporate Republican. They're both going to be feeding off the same fat. So basically, if you're a Democrat, you want to run for office, you're going to have to promise corporations basically A, B, or C. So what's going to happen is the boardrooms are going to be deciding who's president. So it's really not going to be about Democrat and Republican. It might be to the common person like us just sitting on the streets
voting.
Unless
something has changed.
Unless something's changed, right. So what's going to happen, short term we're going to lose. Long term everybody loses. You know, they're cheering now, but I bet you 10, 15 years ago nobody's going to be cheering about this.
Well, I think that you make a good point. I think that there is some pushback on that, but I don't know if it's going to be possible to get a constitutional amendment. I see there was a Washington Post poll where 80% of the Americans who were polled thought that this Supreme Court decision was wrong.
Right.
And I mean they've been working this thing since 1886 with the Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad out in California. One judge basically said a corporation is a person, as I understand.
Actually, it was the clerk that did it. The justice that wrote the decision was outraged that the clerk had put it in the head notes, but the chief justice gave it the okay, and it just was a coincidence that the clerk was the former president of the Newburgh and New York Railroad.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. Yeah. Wow. Just a coincidence.
Southern Pacific owned California anyway in those days.
Yeah.
In the Ninth Circuit.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
All right, before we let you go, Mike, what's your opinion on the stimulus?
Well, I think it was, I agree with Krugman and Stiglitz and these other guys, and even Galbraith out in Austin, that is too little too late. And a third of it was taxes, which everybody underlying knows that is the least effective way to stimulate the economy, and we haven't learned that. We keep repeating our mistakes.
Well,
and I think it was a sad thing. I think it you could say that some jobs that would have been lost have been saved, and I'm sure that's the truth. But we didn't come anywhere near close to what we need to do. And even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's nominally a Republican, says we've got to rebuild our infrastructure anyway. Let's do it now.
Yeah. China's doing it.
Everything's falling apart around us.
All right, Mike, you set things up for a lot of the points we wanted to make. Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet.
Okay.
See
ya. Yeah, I know you got to disagree with Mike on tax cuts. It depends on the tax cut or the tax credit. All the Germany, Japan, the U.S., they all had cash for clunkers programs. All three countries saw an uptick in automobile sales, thus an uptick in their auto manufacturing, the subsidiary companies that sent the parts, advertising, sales. It went through the economy. A tax cut can be sometimes the most quick way to stimulate the economy. But the problem is the Republicans are talking about across-the-board tax cuts for the highest percentage of people. That doesn't trickle down in an immediate way. The home tax credit has been a benefit to moving some of these homes off the market. That's going to be fading away. That needs to be extended still. I found one that applies to Florida very much. I just learned this morning that contractors have been given 5 years to write their losses from last 2 years back off. So in other words, from the boom years where you couldn't have applied it previously against your old tax returns, these contractors are now going to be able to apply it against the profits they made there and get a check back to help keep themselves in business. So tax cuts are good, and you need to couple that with smart spending, as Mike said, for infrastructure.
And what Mike was talking about was Krugman said it should have been bigger and it should have been bolder.
And that is exactly what China did.
Never disagree with Paul Krugman and look at China. China's doing that and look what they're doing.
China's stimulus plan was much bigger than ours. We only have about a minute, so if our guest calls in, we'll carry this over to after the guest. If he doesn't call in, we'll just deal with it right away. We're going to tell you what China did. You heard all the hoopla about our short rail or high-speed rail from Orlando to Tampa. Actually, short rail. How does building 5,000 miles of high-speed rail in 3, 4, 5 years?
42 routes, Henry. 42 routes.
100,000 people put to work. Plus,
wow,
they will be the manufacturers.
And they'll be done
of the locomotives
by 13 and 14.
You're listening to the Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600. Log
on to NewsTalk820.com.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6 year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
How would you like to have a direct connection to your customer that allows you to promote products, deliver coupons, provide up-to-date news, run contests, and know that 94% of your messages will be read with a 10 to 14% response rate? That's the power of Mobilosophy Mobile Marketing. For a limited time, you can put Mobilosophy to work to grow your business with our Moving to Mobile Introductory Package. For less than $135 per month, you'll get 3,000 messages and a variety of mobile marketing tools to ensure you get results. Learn more by texting the word promo to 28766 or call 866-631-5776.
Every time I feel my baby kick, I sing. You don't understand. I never sing. I'm not good at singing. I'm the only person I know who's been booed off a karaoke stage. But that was before I was pregnant. Today, I'm a singer with a captive audience of one. She doesn't boo me. She never will.
We know how it feels. We're the March of Dimes. Find out how we can help you have a healthier baby at marchofdimesbaby.org.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay. News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
The home of ABC News.
An interesting take on climate change and hurricanes. A panel of meteorological experts reached a consensus that the world is likely to get stronger but fewer hurricanes as a result of climate change. The report is published in the Internet edition of Nature Geoscience. A roadside bomb has killed an Allied soldier near Marja, Afghanistan, as U.S. Marines and Afghan troops continue their assault on a Taliban stronghold. Military officials say the insurgents are putting up a determined resistance. Some people are apparently having too good a time at the Vancouver Olympics.
The crowds here have become so big and at times hard to control with the amount of alcohol flowing that police ordered liquor stores to close down at 7 o'clock last night. It's not uncommon to see half an hour lines outside the liquor stores here in the evenings before big events. But last night, police said enough. Fans were getting too drunk and they shut down all of the liquor stores. Alex Stone, ABC News, Vancouver.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820, WWBA, the blowtorch of Tampa Bay, signal running from Naples. We got a call last week from across the state line in Valdosta, Georgia, Jim.
Really?
Yes.
Sweet. Did they like you or not like you?
He called. Must have liked it enough.
All right. Good for you.
I don't care if you like me or don't like me,
did he call you up to call you a socialist or no?
I forget what we were talking about then. Go to the podcast site and find out for yourself. HenryRainShow.podomatic.com. Our next guest, Abe Dyke, is the campaign manager for Kendrick Meek. By the way, for those of you who watch the Fox News, there's actually a Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Florida, too. It's not just Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist, and then it's over. Abe, thank you for joining us on the Henry Rain Show.
Henry, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, how's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great. You know, we're looking forward to coming to Sarasota next weekend. And as Kendrick continues to spread his message of bringing a different perspective to the Senate, because people are hurting and they need action, not politics or ideology.
Funny you say that, Abe. I got an invitation for that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's great.
This is Jim Delgado in the studio with me, local attorney.
Glad to hear it. Well, the details are at www.kendrickmeek.com/Sarasota Dems. And the event is next Saturday from 6 to 7:30. It's a grassroots fundraiser, $20.10. We really believe in engaging the grassroots in this campaign, so we're not doing big checks here. We're doing $20.10, have a chance to meet him, visit with him, and talk to him about the issues in the campaign.
Let's also help the people out there that maybe aren't familiar with Kendrick Meek with the spelling of the website, KendrickMeek.com, Kendrick Meek. .com, and then you can find out more about his bio, the work he's been doing in Congress. It again is in the outdoor parking lot of 1613 Fruitville Road in Sarasota. Event starts at 7 p.m. to 7:30. To get more information, call Rita Ferrandino at 781-690-1555. 781-690-1555. We'll give you all that information again before we finish talking with Abe, campaign manager of Kendrick Meek's Senate campaign. You know, one of the things that I'm struck with is how things can change. All you have to do is ask Charlie Crist how a race changes once people get to know the candidate. And what are your thoughts about what's happening over there on the Republican side? What do you think is motivating people and moving them? And how does that compare with what Kendrick Meek is going to represent to all the people of Florida?
Well, I think the Republicans are fighting about ideology and sort of petty issues, and Kendrick Meek is really focused on bringing jobs to Florida and getting our economy moving again and what matters to everyday Floridians. And people are really hurting out there, and they need action because, you know, America deserves better and Floridians deserve better than they're getting in the Senate.
And this was the one-year anniversary this week of the stimulus package. What has it done, in your opinion, as you speak for Kendrick Meek? What kind of grade would you give it?
Well, I'm not going to speak for him in terms of a grade. I'll let him answer that question. But, you know, it's cut taxes for 7.1 million Floridians. Let's talk about police officer jobs, 366 plus police officers, law enforcement jobs were saved, and 62 were created. So there has been good stuff to come out of the recovery package. It wasn't all good. There certainly are challenges. Money's not getting out there fast enough, and that's something I know that Kendrick's working on and is very frustrated about. And you know, that money goes to the state and then doesn't necessarily get out as much. But, you know, overall, it's done a lot of good, though there are things that could clearly be improved.
Right. 30,000 jobs saved for Florida teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a significant blow to the education system if they had been let go.
Absolutely. And that would hurt our long-term economy, too.
Give the audience a little bit of a bio of Kendrick Meek when he went to Congress, his background, some of his priorities.
Sure. Well, he was raised by a single mom, went to Florida A&M University on a football scholarship, worked his way through as a sky cap for tips at the same time. When he graduated, he became a state trooper, and he was on the road. While he was on the road, he had the second most DUI arrests of any officer on the road, a very exemplary record, and then went to be on the security detail of Lieutenant Governor Buddy McKay. After that, served in the State House, the State Senate, was the chair of the class size amendment here in Florida to reduce class size for our kids. And then got elected to Congress in 2002 and has been there for the last 7 years.
All right. And how's he doing on the fundraising?
Well, things are going great there. We're really excited, but we're really also excited about the number of supporters we're getting. We got twice as many contributors in the last period as we had in any other period because people are really excited about the grassroots environment in our campaign, and we're really building something that that people want to be a part of. And part of this story is that we're qualifying for the ballot. We're going to be the first candidate to ever qualify for statewide office in Florida for the ballot by petition. Because even before we're going to ask voters to vote for Kendrick Meek, he wants them to ask to be on their ballot and ask for their consideration. It's 112,476 petitions that are required. Again, we'll be able to say when this is done that Kendrick Meek was put on the ballot by the people of Florida and not by a check. So if you are listening audience out there who are interested in signing a petition and help Kendrick Meek get on the ballot, I again urge you to visit www.kendrickmeek.com. There's a button on that website saying help put Kendrick on the ballot, and you can fill out a petition and be one of the 112,476 Floridians to put him on the ballot.
All right. We're speaking with Abe Dyke. He is the campaign manager of Kendrick Meek, Congressman Meek's running for U.S. Senate here in Florida. And, I mean, you know, Jim, you know that Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio are going to bloody each other up going into the primary. Kendrick Meek will have the benefit of keeping his powder dry, so to speak, his financial powder dry. And, I don't want to go too much into strategy, but I got to think that with those two so preoccupied with each other, it allows you to define and introduce your candidate to the Florida public. Because I don't think most of the Florida public isn't even really focused on the Senate race yet.
Well, you know, look, I agree that right now most of the public is not focused on it, but we're looking forward to telling Kendrick's story and getting out there and meeting with voters. This past week, we were in Orlando, Tampa, Gainesville, Tallahassee, Gadsden County, and Pensacola. This coming week we'll be in Sarasota and Fort Myers and Miami. And we're looking forward to getting around the state and sharing Kendrick's story with voters because he does bring a different perspective to the Senate. Having been a state trooper, having been somebody who's had to work through college on a football scholarship and having been raised by a single mother, he has a different perspective and knows that Floridians need action and not politics or ideology.
And Abe,
he's done that before.
Before we have to wrap up and we give the information again on the Sarasota event, I understand that Kendrick Meek was recognized for his efforts in Haitian relief.
He was, yes. He actually flew to the Dominican Republic shortly after the earthquake because there were no flights to Haiti on his own dollar and drove across the Dominican Republic. It's about 7 hours to the Haitian border and was there helping raise awareness of the situation. It's something he takes very seriously. He's been to Haiti 15 times before this, and is going to be paying attention and working on that relief effort moving forward as well. And obviously our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Haiti.
All right. For those of you in the Sarasota area or beyond and you want to come out and meet Congressman Meek, who's running for Senate, I don't have the date.
From 6 to 7:30.
It's Saturday, February 27th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. Next Saturday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's at 1613 Fruitville Road, Sarasota, Florida. 1613 Fruitville Road, Sarasota, Florida. Anybody that lives in Sarasota knows where that is. The contact number is Rita Ferrandino. I'll give you the number twice, 781-690-1555. 781-690-1555. It says outdoor parking lot. Is it next to any landmark?
You know, I believe it's outside of Carlson Studios.
Okay. All right. Abe Dyke, campaign manager for Kendrick Meek. Thanks for making some time, and I would love to talk to your candidate sometime. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well.
It's going to be interesting race.
You going to go?
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, I didn't want to mention it, you know, let him talk. But the concept, and I think what attracted me to it was, look, most people give you an invitation to go fundraise. You know, they want $500, $250, and above.
$2,000 if it's U.S.
Exactly. Yeah, then they put in, you know, $2,400. You know, anyway, this one I thought it was interesting. You know, $20.10. I like that. You know, 2010. That means you can give to everybody, you know, because one of the problems with this recession, you know, we all have that. We all have to kind of tighten up a little bit. You can only give to certain people. I like it when you can kind of spread around and give a little bit to everybody. It's a great concept. I think it's worked. We saw in the last election it works. I like it. $20.10? Sure.
All right. One quick follow-up on what we were trying to say. Best laid plans often do not go as you think on this show. I did want to compare the Chinese stimulus plan to the U.S. stimulus plan. China, now, they were in a situation even more dire than the U.S. situation because they're such an export-driven economy. Their exports had fallen by 25%. That is a huge number in an economy that size. 40 million city workers unemployed. Think about that. 40 million city workers unemployed. They have a huge population, but those kind of numbers in urban areas, that's a recipe for trouble. They knew they had to take steps. Their stimulus spending exceeded as a percentage compared to their economy, the U.S. number. One of the things they did is they set out to accelerate their high-speed rail lines, setting a goal to complete from 2008 to 2012 5,000 miles of passenger track, 3,000 miles of combined passenger and freight track, employing 100,000 people, plus the spin-offs because they're going to be the ones building the locomotives, building the cars, building making the steel for the track, etc.
42 points of destination, and it goes 215 miles.
And the result,
wow,
is they already are having to cut back on credit and calm their economy down. They had 15% growth rate at the end of 2009, looking at 10% growth rate going forward. So it can work. It can work. And on the other side of the break, I do want to at least take a shot at talking about Evan Bayh. And maybe tying that all into some of the other things that we've been talking about here on the Henry Raine Show. News Talk AM 820 WWBA. More on the other side of the break.
This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Wake up with the Big Show.
There's nothing on the AM dial like it. A News Talk morning show that's fun to listen to and participate in. Hi, it's Mike Reeves inviting you to join the conversation each and every weekday morning by calling 866-977-4820. And don't miss our exclusive coverage of the Winter Olympics.
This is Fall Porter, the Big Show sports reporter. Be sure and join me for coverage of the Winter Olympics. We'll have three reports each and every morning right here. News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
End the IRS nightmare now. Call the experts at the Tax Debt Relief Center for your free consultation. Find out how the Tax Debt Relief Center can help you settle back taxes, help you with penalties and interest, help release liens, stop levies and seizure, and end embarrassing wage garnishments. It's just a phone call away. Call 800-718-1399 for your free consultation. That's 800-718-1399. Call now. 800-718-1399.
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk AM 820. I am the aforementioned. Jim Delgado is in the studio. The website for the station, 820wwba.com. The podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. Please go there. Send us an email, make a comment, and we will pay close attention to that. Before we leave, we have to talk about Evan Bayh. Evan Bayh, I think we have his words, first of all.
And thank you all for joining us today. I know how busy you are, and I'm very grateful to you for taking the time to be with us. After all of these years, my passion for service to our fellow citizens is undiminished, but my desire to do so by serving in Congress has waned. For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should. There is much too much partisanship and not enough progress, too much narrow ideology and not enough practical problem solving. Even at a time of enormous national challenge, the people's business is not getting done. Examples of this are legion, but two recent ones will suffice. 2 weeks ago, the Senate voted down a bipartisan commission to deal with one of the greatest threats facing our nation, our exploding deficits and debt. The measure would have passed, but seven members who endorsed the idea actually co-sponsored the legislation, instead voted no for short-term political reasons. Just last week, a major piece of legislation to create new jobs, our nation's a top priority today, fell apart amidst complaints from both the left and the right. All of this and much more has led me to believe that there are better ways to serve my fellow citizens, my beloved state, and our nation than continued service in Congress.
Okay, we're going to get to an alternative version of this real quick. I do have to point out a couple things about that statement. First off, say something nice before you say something bad.
Right.
He was a two-term, very popular governor of Indiana, a Democrat that cut taxes. His line that you didn't get to hear there was, I'm an executive at heart, as
right.
in a governor. Well, there's only one other office you can go for
that's
after
president.
Governor and Senate that's an executive.
Yeah,
in other words, it was not his announcement of not running for Senate. It was an announcement of running for president. We want to hear what you think of Evan Bayh or the Congress as a whole at 866-977-4820. What should be the agenda? 866-977-4820. And by the way, those are a little bit of shallow statements also on the jobs bill, because it was Max Baucus who screwed up the health care bill, who also screwed this up, the Democratic committee chair, because he wanted to put his fingerprints all over that and for his corporate interests. But let's hear from Bill Maher in an interview with CNN and to CNN's Cooper Anderson about what he thought of Evan Bayh's announcement.
Senator Bayh, he says things are so polarized that Congress isn't working and the people's business isn't getting done. Do you buy his reason for leaving?
He wasn't working. He's the problem with Congress.
How so?
That made me laugh. Well, because he's not a centrist. People, you guys in the media have to stop calling people like that a centrist. He's a corporatist. Okay, and that's the main problem with Congress. You know, his wife is on the board of WellPoint, one of the big health insurance companies.
So you don't buy his...
So I'm not surprised that he was against a public option. So when he says Congress isn't working, that's why Congress isn't working, because he's the guy on the Democratic side who always sides with the Republicans to stop all legislation. That's why the Senate is where legislation goes to die. So, bye-bye.
Do you think things are too polarized?
They're not polarized enough. We don't have a progressive party in this country. This is the problem, is that you have corporatist Democrats like Evan Bayh who act just like the people on the other side of the aisle.
Do you think he'll become a lobbyist?
He won't be really changing jobs, just offices.
All right. Bill Maher, Real Time on HBO.
I can't say it better than Bill Maher. That's what we're all thinking.
You know, again, going back to the early theme in the show, the Tea Party activists, I think they are going to become disenchanted with their new Republican darlings, the Rubios, the Scott Browns, as Democrats were after sweeping in Democratic grassroots, sweeping in this in to power and not being delivered what they asked for.
Because people don't stand for what they get elected for.
All right. We got to get... this next caller in. Haven't heard from him in a long time. I'm glad to know he's still listening all the way out in Yuma, Arizona. Mickey B., how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear you guys. I listen to you when I can. I'm usually working this time of the day, but I happen to be here eating lunch today. And I couldn't agree with Bill Maher more. I couldn't agree with Jim Delgado more. And I couldn't agree with you, Henry. I love your program. The thing, listen, here's the deal. I'm 66 years old. I've been voting all my life. And I'm personally just almost fed up with this whole phony left-right paradigm that we got going here. On this Medicare thing, now that I'm 66 and I'm on Medicare, I've always paid up front. I'm a businessman. I've been a businessman for 25 years now. And now that I'm on Medicare, one of the problems I see, I just had a few minor things done. One of the things I've found is that it's not necessarily you're talking about that the we're going to have to raise the rates.
I didn't say we have to. I said that's what they're talking about, or cutting back benefits.
And you would have been in that profession before. One of the things I find is that the doctors, now that I've been only slightly into it, it seems to me that there's a lot of padding. There's a lot of what would you call it? Not outright theft, but the doctors
it's
are colluding with the Medicare people. They order a lot of tests. They demand that you do certain things that I found that I didn't need to do when I was paying up front.
Well, let me say something to that, because I have both firsthand experiences on both sides of that transaction. The Republicans are going to tell you it's all defensive medicine and we need tort reform. It's all defensive. Liability insurance for malpractice is 2% of the expenses of health care. Now, they're going to say, oh, well, they're doing all these extra testing. I suggest that there is much extra testing going on for greed as there is for protection from lawsuits. And the thing is, it's not necessarily that your doctor gets anything directly from sending you for that MRI or that CAT scan, but it's referrals back and forth. They have their network of friends, and they go back and forth.
Referrals keep you in business. The more they can refer out, the better relationship they have with the MRI place. That way the MRI place will eventually send them back.
By the way, Mickey, I was talking earlier in the show about a gentleman who's retired. He lives very well as a former Ford executive. He pays $900 a month as an insurance premium for Medicare because he has the wherewithal. Do you have to pay a premium?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to the system. All I know is that I pay a certain portion of whatever I have to have done.
Right. Probably 20%.
Yes, correct. 20%, exactly. Like I said, I'm kind of new to the system. All I can say, Henry, is like I say, I do see a lot of fraud. To me, it's fraud. It's waste. If they could correct that, it's like the top-heavy executives you're talking about. I just heard about the Ford executive getting all this big bonus, plus he gets a certain share of stocks. He's only been in that position for a short time, and I think he's on his way out. I just kind of grabbed that this morning on my way out to go to work. But like I say, on that Medicare thing especially, now I'm seeing what's going on, and I think if they corrected that, that'd be a great step in trying to get this whole thing in line.
Mickey, as a matter of fact, one of the things that Obama said is he wanted to cut out, that he could save money on fraud, waste, and abuse, and the Republicans laughed at him.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. You know, I wish Obama would have been a whole lot more forceful. That's the reason we're even having this debate right now. Obama should have come out at the very beginning, instead of trying to be so bipartisan, you know, I think I've heard Henry Raine say it before. There's really nothing wrong with being partisan, and I kind of agree with that. I'm a very accommodating person, but on the other hand, when I'm wanting a leader. I didn't vote for Obama because I was opposed to his Afghan policy and several other things up front. And I'm living in a state where of John McCain, so I knew which way my state was going, and so I didn't vote for Obama. But anyway, my point is that I wish Obama were a whole lot more better leader than he is, because he's turned out to be a huge disappointment to people like me.
Hey, how's the economy doing out in your part of the country?
Arizona is one of the hardest hit states in many ways. I have to say, in my own business, I'm doing fine. But I know that a lot of people in Arizona are suffering. So, you know, it's not so good here. No, Arizona is a right to work state, which also makes a lot of difference in the way that we approach our whole.
We only got about 60 seconds, but just in case we have any tourists on I-10 that are heading out towards Arizona listening, tell them where they can find your business.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's Mickey B's Cocktails, and I'm in Yuma, Arizona. If you're heading from the east, just first left when you hit Yuma, Arizona, and you'll see it on the frontage road.
Beautiful.
There you go. All right, Mickey, good to hear from you. Hope your wife's doing well, too.
Yes, we are doing fine. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mickey.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's nice.
See, now that's common sense stuff. See, that's how we should all act. But I agree with Mickey on this. If you vote somebody in to do something, see, and that's part of the discomfort with all this is if I vote for a guy to do something, I don't understand why they back away from it. I mean, you know, if you're going to go down swinging. Well, what's going on? We got a caller?
No. That was my time signal to you.
Oh, it was like a pitching, you know, setting up a pitch. That was a fast. That was like a fast.
I wanted to see which way the wind was blowing, so I knew my opinion is.
I thought you were holding up the finger of, please, Jim, shut up. I thought it was the shut up finger.
That's for a different co-host.
Okay. That's not funny.
Well, we got one.
You're going to hell, man. You're going to hell.
We want to thank Abe Dyke for calling in to us, and good luck with the Kendrick Meek campaign. And of course, we've got to thank Nick in the control room for all his hard work. I want to thank Jim Delgado for making the drive up here today.
Is Nick in a bad mood today? I haven't heard him. He hadn't smiled once. Usually he's all smiling. Look at
his football season's over.
He's got the shades pulled down. He looks mad. Oh, there's bad things going on there.
That's just the post-football letdown.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, I want to thank our callers and listeners. And next week, I'm not sure what we'll talk about. I'm sure there's something's going to happen in the news to make our show.
Sarah Palin will be back in the news again.
Again, go to the podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com, and send us a comment.
Right. See you.
We'll be back next week.
Type it in, Tampa Bay, News Talk 820.com.